This week's film is Prisoners, arguably the first in a long line of Oscar hopefuls to be released this fall. Prisoners centers around the disappearance of two small girls after Thanksgiving dinner. One family walks across their quiet street to gather with their neighbors to celebrate our nation's most traditional holiday. It's a typical fall day with leaves on the ground and a chilly breeze telegraphing that winter is just around the corner. Both families have two children of similar age, about 10 years apart. The teenagers watch the younger kids play outside as the meal is prepared. They encounter a strange RV parked in front of another neighbor's yard, but the older kids wisely steer the troop away from messing with the unknown. Later in the all-day festivities, the young girls, Anna and Joy, convince their parents to let them return to the other house to retrieve a toy. The girls never return, kicking off a frantic search first by the families and ultimately by the community and the police. The police, led by Detective Loki, who is played by Jake Gyllenhaal, quickly locate the RV in another part of town and arrest the driver, Alex Jones, who is played by Paul Dano. Alex turns out to be mentally impaired, and when they are unable to uncover a single thread of evidence, the police are forced to release Alex. From this point, the reaction of the families and the police diverge. Anna's father is Keller Dover, played by Hugh Jackman, who is a survivalist hell-bent on protecting his family at all costs, and he is convinced Alex is the key to finding his daughter. Keller quickly takes certain matters into his own hands, with potentially grave consequences for the race to find the girls. His wife Grace, played by Maria Bello, simply disintegrates into depression and sleeping aids. Joy's parents, played by Terrence Howard and Viola Davis, are initially more content to let the police do their job and rally with the community. Detective Loki has never failed to solve a case, but he is hindered by Keller's actions and incompetent superiors. The film quickly transitions into the search for answers on multiple levels. As such, director Denis Villeneuve's film isn't just about the prisoners perhaps resulting from an abduction, but the figurative and literal personal imprisonments of various individuals resulting from rage, desperation, an unknown past, incompetence, faith or lack thereof, and even judgment. The film's director and a great script adeptly blends these intellectual rabbit holes with a breathtaking suspense and nerve-wracking pace. The result is an examination of the human condition when faced with perhaps our greatest assault, harm to an innocent child. This assault is immersed with a dramatic mystery with a potential time bomb ticking away. So, on my ski trail rating system, Prisoners earns my highest Black Diamond ski trail marker. While nearly handcuffed by its attempt to interject religion either as a justification or barrier to certain moral evolution or digression of its prisoners, the film survives as a terrific thriller due to its taut direction and terrific performances. Jake Gyllenhaal's even-keeled yet searing performance rescues a production that easily could have slid into an inescapable hole of melodrama. Prisoners is rated R for disturbing violence, including torture, language, and bad plumbing. Prisoners is playing locally at both Redstone and Holiday Village theaters. This is Mark Harrington for KPCW's Friday Film Review. The Friday Film Review is sponsored by the Utah Film Center.